An organization that represents some of the country's largest public and corporate pension funds wants auditing standards overhauled. The Council on Institutional Investors is advocating a more critical look at whether corporate boards really represent or protect the people whose funds are invested in the company. Sarah Teslick is the council's executive director. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the job of a board of directors? Who does it represent?
The board of directors represents the shareholders. Its job is to oversee the company to make sure that its ongoing health is secure.
And how does a board member find out what's really going on at a company?
That is the $64,000 question. Most boards interact almost exclusively with the chief executive officer, the CEO. That works fine when the CEO knows everything there is to know about the company and when the CEO is honest. It does not work well when the CEO has blind spots or if the CEO is not honest.
Does the board talk to other officers or directors of the company?
Well, that varies company to company. In most cases, unfortunately, from our point of view, the shareholders' point of view, boards seem to think it's somehow not gentlemanly or not good manners to talk to other employees or to compare notes a lot outside of meetings. They feel in some way like it's gossiping. But of course, what that means is they have a very hard time getting a full sense of what's going on at the company or whether there are major problems. There are exceptions to that. There are some companies, for example, that require their directors to have interactions with the company. Home Depot, for example, requires its directors to visit X number of stores every quarter so that they personally see what the company is up to. But that's the exception.
A few years ago, your organization compiled a list of companies that were heading downhill fast, but the boards of those companies didn't do anything to challenge management until the banks and the credit agencies threatened to cut off the money. Seems a little late.
Yes, it's interesting. If you track companies that have either gone into bankruptcy or gone from being industry leaders to industry trailers, it is virtually always the case that the board is the last to act. And I think what goes on in a lot of those cases is the boards have conflicts of interest. Among other things, if you are known as an individual who asks tough questions of CEOs, no other company is going to invite you to serve on their board. And the group of people who serves on corporate boards across the whole U.S. is a fairly tightly knit circle, and you can get blackballed fairly easily. And no one's going to want a director who causes trouble or asks the CEO questions. And so directors of companies that have troubles are going to be very reluctant to ask questions for fear that the gravy train, which board seats really are, will be cut off to them because they will be known as troublemakers.
How can you tell if a corporate board is doing its job?
Well, that's very hard, too, because, of course, corporations' board meetings are not open to the public. They're not open to large shareholders. So the best you can do is look at some outside things that you can know. You can look, for example, at the stature of the people on the board. If they're all people who depend on their board seats, people who are retired, people coming out of government service who want to make a career of boards, you can guess that they might be hesitant to risk those jobs. You can look at the compensation that the board gives the CEO, because if they are paying runaway compensation, they're probably a board that's dominated by the CEO. But it's not easy. And so what shareholders have to do is watch carefully, and if the company seems to be taking a turn for the worse, then they try to pressure very hard to say, well, we don't know exactly what you're doing, but it's not working.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Sarah Teslick is Executive Director of the Council on Institutional Investors.